Welcome to the second training of the Taking Control of Your Financial Life series. In the first training, what we focused on doing was getting very, very clear on where you are right now, especially in terms of finding out what your current net worth is, and then also setting tangible, small, achievable outcomes that you can move towards on a monthly and a 90-day basis. And that is a really, really critical element. Momentum is such a powerful force, and you'll hear me say it time and time again. Where we want to go to now with this next training is all about getting clear on understanding where your money is going right now. Needless to say that most people don't really understand where their money is going. We've all had that experience where money comes into our life, where all of a sudden just seems to evaporate. It's just one of those mysteries of the universe, right? We've got this evaporating money mystery of the universe. We've also had the experience of, imagine back at your first full-time job where you were working. Imagine what that was. Right, so you're back at your first full-time job and you're earning $30,000, $40,000 or $50,000 a year, whatever you started at, okay? Just think about what it was for your life. And we were living on that type of income and it was fine. You might have been putting a little bit of money away, but you know, living was fine. It was easy, no problems whatsoever. Then you might have been there for a year or two, you got a bit of it, you're doing well, you got a bit of a raise, and your income went from $40,000 to $45,000. Now, what went up at the exact same time? What did you notice? Did your living expenses just seem to rise at the exact same level that your income did? What about when you went to $50,000 or $55,000 or $60,000? Did your living expenses just seem to rise at the exact same level? I would imagine the answer is absolutely yes, unless you're kind of an anomaly in the universe, in the human race, but most people have this. And all of a sudden, you're earning $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, and you can't live on it, right? Because it's just not enough, because your living expenses has consistently just gone up in the same relation to your income. We've seen that. Now, the reason this always happens, that income goes up, we've got more money in our life. And here's the distinction. If you don't have a plan for every dollar in your life, it is just going to evaporate. It'll tend to be spent on low value and low priority outcomes and activities. And we all know that is true. So what we want to focus on doing here now is understanding where our money is going first and foremost, and creating a money map for where our money is going right now. And then we're going to go and create a map for where we want our money to go. And how we want to phrase this is that, well, how would someone who value wealth creation and financial freedom in their life, how would money flow around their life? Where would it go and in what order, right? And we're going to get to that. But we've got to start by going, okay, what is our current money map? Where is our money currently going in our life? And the reason we want to start by that point, a lot of people go, oh, well, let's just redesign a new one. But no, the reason we want to start by understanding where it's going right now is that there are a certain set of financial habits that you have in your life which where your money is currently going. And we want to identify first those first and foremost, because your financial habits that you currently have is dictating your current level of net worth and where you are in your current financial life. And so we want to understand those habits first and foremost, because when we understand them, when we recognize them, then we're halfway there to understanding, okay, well, how do we shift those and how do we change those into some new, more empowering financial habits which someone who valued financial freedom, wealth creation, and a higher value will be applying in their life. So now what I often find is that as we go through this money map, if you go and look on your that worksheet number 2, okay, understand where your money is going is what it's called, and the exercise is called what is your current money map, okay? That's the exercise we're looking at. Now, what I see on a consistent basis is that most people obviously don't understand where their money is going, and particularly not only where it is going, but how much is going to which and every location, all right? Now, as I'm talking through this, the importance, I mentioned the word budget, and some people cringe, and some people know it's an empowering thing, and some people say, yeah, well, I know I need to do it, and give me something more exciting. But the answer, once again, I said it in this first video, that a lot of people go searching for exotic and the advanced type of things where they really haven't handled home base. They haven't mastered the basics. And there's no point me teaching you anything advanced, all the techniques and strategies, if you have not mastered the basics first. And that's what we're doing right now. So you might have a budget already, which is great. Okay, so pull it out. You're going to need it for this process. If you don't have a budget just yet, what I suggest you do is that you go and create one. Now, on this, on the Market Ready page that you are on, where you're downloading all this stuff from, there is going to be another section specifically for budget. So you can go there, you can download a very simple, easy to use budget, and you can start filling it out. Now, it mightn't be 100% accurate to start with, and that is okay. I don't want you to stop going through this money map first and foremost. Just go and fill out the budget at the level that you possibly can, all right? Now, if you're not 100% certain with that budget, fill it out what you can right now. But then the next exercise I'd love for you to go and do is do a financial audit, which is a really, you know, maybe not a fun process, but it's a very powerful process. And so for a period of 2 weeks, you know, ideally it's 2 weeks because we can get a good understanding of where your money is going over a 2 week period. What you want to do is that you want to write down every single dollar you spend. And I mean everything. If you buy a packet of chewing gum, write it down. If you pay a bill, write it down. Write down everything. So write it down if you're one of those, you know, pens and paper type of people, and carry around a little notebook in your pocket, right? It's not difficult to do. Just get in the habit of doing it for 2 weeks, and it's a really, really powerful process. Now, the other way you can do this is you can download lots of apps, and we're going to have a section on this page again for some technology things, okay? Some really cool stuff you can use. And there's some apps that you can use where you can even share it with your partner, and every time you spend something, you can just whip it out. You can add it in very quickly. Your partner, you can both be on the same page if you're doing this together, and you can get really, really clear on this. And often you can go and see different charts and things which will show you and you know, break things down for you, where your money was spent and where it was spent. It's going to give you a really good understanding of every dollar, where it actually goes in your life right now, and you can identify your habits. So go and create a budget. There's a budget section on here. You can go and do that and download an app, do the financial audit. But just complete the budget at level you possibly can right now, and then use that to track the flow of money around your life. Okay, so going back to the worksheet right now. What you see under there, exercise one, here's what it says. What we want to do is that we want to map out on a step-by-step basis where your money is currently going in your life and in what order. Here are the typical areas of flow in most people's lives. But feel free to adapt these to what is relevant to you, and make sure that you are completely honest with yourself, because honesty is the first step towards change for the better. Underneath that, I've got a list of very you know, typical things that you'll tend to see, you know, bills, electricity, credit cards, phones, internet, living expenses, your rent, your mortgage, your food, kids, whatever it is, entertainment, money you spend on entertainment, movies or going out, coffees, stuff, you know, the things we buy. Then I've got savings for investing, savings to buy bigger ticket items, or savings for holidays, for example, and expenses to cover current investments if you don't have your buffers set up. Now, you can change these to whatever is suitable for you, add more or take some away. You don't wait for it to be perfect, right? So you can use these what they are right now or adjust them to suit your life, but get the categories down. Now, under that, you'll see a money map which I've set up. Okay, it's blank at the moment, and you're going to be filling this in. As you can see there, on the top box there, top left-hand side, there is a box called income earned. Now, some people don't even know how much income they're earning, so grab out your payslip if you're an employee, or grab out your banking statements, or talk to your accountant. Find out how much income you are earning. Now, you might be getting paid on a weekly, fortnightly, or monthly basis, whatever, or you know, if you run a business, it's all over the joint. So I like to use this on a monthly basis, but whatever's going to work for you is going to work for you. So I like to do this on a monthly basis. So what you're going to put in that top box, and this is a gross income before tax and super is taken out. We're going to do that in a moment. So you're going to put your gross income into that top box, okay? Gross income. Then from there, if you're in an employee type of role, a PAYG type of job, the first thing you want to do then is that most people, the tax is then taken out first. Now, if you have a PAYG tax variation set up already, this might be very, very different, okay? But it still should read off your pay slips. Now, if you don't know what a PAYG tax variation is yet, don't worry about it just yet. I'm going to talk about that in a later video. So what I want you to focus on doing right now is what is going on in your life right now and the exact thing that is happening. So on your pay slip, we'll have, okay, well, how much tax is being taken out? How much super is being taken out? Okay, identify what that is and how much it is, okay? Now, next, your next box underneath the income earned is the actual money received. So this is the money, the actual money that you actually get in your bank account. How exciting is that? You actually get some of your own money in your bank account, right? After it's all been ravaged by a couple of different places. But this is the money which you receive in your bank account on a net figure. So if you don't know, check your bank statement, what comes in, check with your accountant, or if it's on a payslip, it'll say it there pretty comfortably and pretty easily. The next boxes have flow one, to the right of that is flow two, under that is flow three, then left of that is flow four, under that is flow five, right of that is flow six. If you need more room, then you add more boxes in later on. So you are going to add the place where your money flows first, okay? So after money goes in your bank account, where does your money typically go first? Now, I can tell you, for most people, it's bills. They tend to pay bills first, all right? Now, again, this isn't what you want it to be. This is what it is right now. So write down if it's bills for you, what type of bills? Write it down, get very, very clear. Put on a different piece of paper if you don't have enough room here, which is fine. But what type of bills go out and how much go on bills? And this is why I'm getting you to do a budget and also the financial audit, so you can actually understand how much of your money is going where and in what order. Flow number two to the right of that, okay, where does it go next? So identify, where does it go next? Is it onto savings or is it onto covering your investments? Is it on paying down your home? Is it on living expenses? What is it for you? Is it putting money away for holidays? Flow number three, so where does it go next? Flow number four, where does it go next? Flow number five, where does it go next and how much? And flow number six, where does it go next and how much? And I want you to keep doing that until you literally have used up all the money that you receive in your bank account. Now, you now have a map of where money is flowing around your life right now. And after you've done that, here are some questions I want you to ask. So make sure you go and do that now. So pause this right now, go and do that, right? And then come back and ask the questions. So pause it right now, go and do that, then come back and answer these questions moving forward and continue, right? This isn't just something that you want to just sit and listen to. You actually want to take action on this and implement it. I'm very big on implementation because what I know is that you can sit and listen to things and 99% of people won't really do anything with it, or at least not to the level that they need to. So let's implement it. Let's make this a working training series, okay? So press pause and go and do that. Now, if you're back, welcome back. All right, so what we're going to be doing now is I want you to ask these questions of yourself. All right, where would someone with this flow of money in their life, if they kept doing this consistently, where would they wind up in life? And be brutal with yourself. Be brutally honest and answer that in a lot of detail, okay? Is it someone, you know, if your current flow of money, is it actually leading you towards financial freedom, or is it leading you stay tied to a job because you have to be there just to pay the bills? Is it leading you towards a place of having to rely upon the pension? Or are you going to be a self-funded retiree? You know, what is it for you? Okay, is it leading you to a place of you're going to be staring down the path of paying your home off over 30 years? Okay, what is it for you? You know, get in a lot of detail. Where would someone with this flow of money around their life, where would they wind up? I also want you to identify, okay, look at your habits. Start thinking about your habits of finances, you know. What are you paying first? When are you paying it and why? Did you even know this was it? What are your habits? And a lot of people we know is that they waste a lot of money. They've got a lot of financial leaks in their life. In one of the other later training videos, we're going to be focusing on plugging those financial leaks. But we've got to get clear on where your money is going right now. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to identify it. Okay, so get clear on that right now and make sure you've got that done and answer those questions underneath. Now, if you've done that, we're coming up to exercise number two there of this second video series. And the exercise number two is your future money map, your future money map. So now what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be drawing a money net map similar to the first of what you want the flow of money around your life to be. That's what we're going to be focusing on doing now. Now, I've intentionally left this blank because I want you to design it yourself, but something that makes sense to you. You know, and something that some people use circles, some people use squares, like whatever it is for you is totally fine. Some people will draw like a circle diagram, or you might do a flow chart like what I've done before. Do it in a way which makes sense to you, okay? Or just copy the one above, whatever makes sense to you. You're going to be designing now what you want it to be, okay? Or more importantly, what it needs to be in your life to actually move towards mastering your financial life and creating financial freedom. So here is what you want to be asking, okay? So you're drawing a money map that represents that building wealth and financial freedom is a priority for you in your life and include all the areas which are relevant to you. But as you map these out, there's a critical question I want you to be asking yourself. How would someone who value financial freedom in their life, what would they do with their money first, okay? So what would someone who value financial freedom in their life do with their money first? Okay, so you're going to put your income down, the tax goes out, the super goes out. Then you ask that question, what would someone who value financial freedom in their life do with their money first? So write it down, do that, all right? Then you ask the question, every single box you move along to, you ask the same question. What would someone who value financial freedom in their life do with their money next? Then ask it again, what would someone who value financial freedom in their life do with their money next? And go all the way along, okay, identifying which category and how much is going to be going in there based on the budget and based on your, you know, your net worth calculation. So put it all in there in as much detail as you possibly can until you run out of money. So again, if you don't have a plan for every single dollar in your life, it's just going to disappear. Any money that you haven't got a plan for is literally going to disappear. So you want to go, whatever money lands in your bank account, you need to have put that somewhere by the end of finishing this money map. And it's really, really critical. And here's the point, guys. I'm going to give you a hint. Pay yourself first, okay? Pay yourself first. So as money comes into your bank account, the first thing you want to do is that you want to put money away into your freedom fund or your into savings account, okay, to build your freedom fund. So choose a percentage of what that's going to be. Now, typically what you'll hear all the time is, you know, 10% of your income goes into savings, all right? Now, you might be in a position where you can do 20% or 30% or 40% or 50%, whatever it is for you. Some of you are going, you know what, Todd, I can't even do 10% right now, which is fine. No issue with that. Everyone starts somewhere and there is always the next step. So, but you know what you can do? You can do 1% or 2% or 3% or 5%. Choose a figure that you can comfortably handle right now, okay? And identify what it is. So, if you are earning $7,000 a year, for example, that is how, $7,000 a month, that is how much you're earning on a monthly basis. So if you're going to be putting $7,000 of that aside, so here is how much it's going to be, okay? So $7,000 times 10% is going to be $700, okay? And straight away, you pay yourself that amount. If it's going to be 1%, for example, so $7,000 times 1% is $70, and that's the amount which automatically you pay yourself first. It doesn't matter how much it is, guys. If it's $10 a week, do it that. You've got to start somewhere. Momentum is such a powerful force. As you start to build this up and build this up and build this up, it's going to take on a life of its own. Often people get discouraged because it's moving so slowly. But guys, if it was easy, everybody would do it. What you need to focus on doing is staying consistent, right? That's what you need to focus on doing. And you want to stay consistent with it and build up. And as you're starting out, like it's like watching grass grow. I get it. I understand. But then you hit this critical point as you build up your assets, you plug your financial leaks, you increase your income, you get the wealth machine working for you, and it hits this critical point where all of a sudden you have more equity than you know what to do with. And that's when it gets really, really exciting. But the exciting part right now is actually taking control of your financial life and being in control of your finances once and for all, maybe for the first time in your life. So understand what that is and then do it. Next critical point is that you want to remove yourself from the equation as much as possible. You want to how to implement this. Setting a plan is great, but if you don't have an implementation plan, it doesn't matter what plan you set. If you don't implement it, it doesn't matter, right? So in the next one of the next videos in this current series, I'm going to talk to you about setting up a money night. And I've done this in my own life, one of the most important financial habits that I ever created. And I've taught many others to do this as well. And I want you to do this in your life as well. I'm going to talk about how to do that and what that is in one of the next videos. But simply to start with this savings, how you're going to pay yourself first, automate that straight away. And here's how you do it. You want to obviously have a separate savings account or a freedom account or an offset account, whatever you're going to use it for, okay? Now, offset account is obviously going to be the most effective, but often you're going to have your income flowing there. I'm going to talk in, we've got trainings on how to use your offset account, so make sure you go and look those if you don't know what I'm talking about yet, right? But you want to, let's just call it a savings account now, just for argument's sake and for simplicity. You're going to have automatic direct transfer. So you set this up on your online banking. As money hits your bank account, the same day you have an automatic direct transfer, which takes that 10% or 1% or whatever percent it is, takes it out of your bank account and then puts it into your savings fund. So you do not even see it. Remove yourself from the equation completely. Really important point, because as humans, we can make mistakes. We can get caught up in stuff. We can make excuses to ourselves. Oh, I'll do it next week, or I'll pay double next week. Come on, guys. We got to be consistent with this, right? If you value financial freedom in your life. So set it up and do that literally almost straight away, okay? So, and then find a way to live on less, Find a way to live on that 10% less. Find a way to live on that 1% less, or the 30%, 40%, 50%. You can do it. You know you can, okay? Really, really critical element, all right? So make sure you go and do that and get that money map down. It's a really critical element. You're going to get so much clarity around where your money is going, and importantly, the financial habits that you are applying in your life right now, okay? So go and get that done, guys, and I'll see you in the next video.